At 6:06, we still have some rain and 60 degrees in Tulsa. We are anticipating a high of 76 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We began down at Oklahoma City, where the Oklahoma House Democrats signed a resolution calling for a lawsuit against the company responsible for end-of-instruction testing in Oklahoma. Technical problems at McGraw-Hill caused around 9,100 Oklahoma students to have their tests disrupted. Jenny McDaniel is a Tulsa representative who worries about students whose graduation might be impacted.
I think there should be a process in place whereby we can capture the work that they've done and allow them to complete the year without having to have it affect their graduation, certainly.
The resolution also calls for McGraw-Hill to be fired. The city of Tulsa has received a total of $1.4 million in Environmental Protection Agency grants to help clean up contaminated former industrial sites. The EPA grants include $600,000 to clean up property once occupied by a paper recycling facility and a steel company. Money will also be used to clean up a former metal manufacturing facility and a producer of heat exchangers. Officials say the sites are contaminated with arsenic, metals, and other contaminants. Oklahoma prison guards say they are nearing the breaking point with staffing shortages, low wages, and the increasing prison population. A plan to give prison workers a pay increase stalled earlier this year in the legislature. The department has experienced a 14% decline in employees and an 11% increase in inmates during the past decade. Well, as correctional officers, roles from custodial to counseling are filled by those who work in detention facilities. This is a National Corrections Officer Week, a tradition that began under President Reagan back in 1984. Major John Bowman is the second in command at the David Moss Center in Tulsa.
I think at the end of the day, all of these detention officers, they'll go home tired, but they go home knowing that in some small sense, they have made a difference in somebody's life. And I think that's the focus for all their careers and why they come into this line of work.
It is often said that corrections is the toughest job in law enforcement, and Bowman says he would not disagree with that assessment. A fatal auto crash in Tulsa early this morning. An SUV went out of control about 3 o'clock this morning, slammed into a tree, and burst into flames. It happened at 36th and Riverside Drive. The driver was dead at the scene. Now, earlier, a motorcycle rider was killed in a crash at 56th and South Peoria. At the annual Crystal Star Small Business Awards dinner, Larry Mocha, president of Air Power System, is named Tulsa's Small Business Person of the Year. In a recent interview, Mocha said the bad apples seem to get most of the attention, but the vast majority of small business owners make an important contribution to their communities and to the economy.
You know, I'm all for, if we got some business guys out there that are bad guys, let's throw them in jail. But most of us are trying to do the right thing, if we know what the right thing is, and give us credit for that, and help us to develop and to be the good guy that we are.
In the Tulsa area, 84% of all businesses are small businesses. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, a break, and then another round of showers this evening. We'll have a high today of 76, 59 for a low tonight. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow with a high of 73. National Weather Service radar shows scattered showers now exiting the Tulsa area. The line of storms now moving into southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy, still a little bit of rain and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.